Tani b'shame yomrim. B'shame says le'echo zav parushim zav amaret. A zav who is a tamid chacham from the cast which does keep the halachos of tuma tara should not eat with a zav who's an amaret. Even though they're both tamei now, right? Beisil matir and beisil permits this practice. Matame in the beisil. What's the logic of beisil? The logic of beisil is obvious. Zezov is Zezov. Right now they're both tamei. So what's the point of keeping them apart? Matame in the beishama. What's the logic of beishamai? Should misravdim will be made to muscle. If you let them eat together now, they'll get together again when they're when the parush, the person's normally rigorous and also tumantara, they'll get together when he's tar as well, and as a result his stuff will become tummy. And which once they become too friendly, so in terms of their eating together, so then they'll eat together even on other occasions when it will be extremely to the detriment of the person who keeps tumantara, obviously. Is that clear?
Yeah, I was thinking even more so. Maybe he doesn't want to mix, even if they're
both. No, I don't think so, because they're both Jewish here. I don't think that's so much a problem. But the problem is that he's going to come to have Raya Beisil's Matu, right? Beisil Beisham is Machmer. So I don't think it has to do with some other overtone. Maybe. He won't be as rigorous in avoiding the potential tumor. Rav Chiya mefakid l'Rav, Rav Chiya's command Rav, his nephew, inat yochol mecho kol shata b'chulin b'tara echo. If you can eat the entire year chulin in a state of tara, eat it. Relive, and if not, today achil shivas yomin min shata. At least 7 days a year you should keep tumah tara. Now this is the source to be more machmir on halacha between in aseres mechuvah, because these 7 days are the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay, Rosh Hashanah obviously more machmir because Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur you don't eat, so at least the machmir on the 7 days. Truth is, tiny gedalia, right? Some gedalia doesn't count either, but that's just referring to the 7 days in the middle. Okay, mikan from the concept of diligence in maintaining separation from all sorts of possible tumah, Kanayor Pinchas ben Yor Omer, Pinchas ben Yor said, Zrizus, diligence, maybe they chay mivil decha nikius, brings a person to cleanliness from sin. Nikius, cleanliness from sin, mivil de tara, brings a person to purity. Tara, purity, mivil de kedusha, brings to sanctity. Kedusha, sanctity, lidanova, leads to humility. Anova, humility leads lidei yiraschet to the fear of sin. Yiraschet, fear of sin, leads lidei ruach kodesh, leads to divine influence. Ruach hakodesh, divine influence, leads lidei chasidus, leads a person to piety. Chasidus lidei tchias hamesim, piety leads a person to the resurrection. Tchias hamesim lidei liyos zuchon livracha, the resurrection leads a person to liyo anovi. Now, Or the Elio, meaning the Geula, the redemption. Now, it's interesting because in the Bavli, this appears as well. In the Bavli, the highest Madrega of the personal Madregos is Ruach HaKodesh. But here, Ruach HaKodesh is a notch below Chasidus. Okay? So here you need actually Ruach HaKodesh to become a Chasid. Which is the more Chasidish Gemara, the Bavli or the Yerushalmi? What? You'd be right. Because Yerushalmi holds you need Ruach HaKodesh to get to Chasidus, whereas the Bavli holds you need Chasidus get to the Ruach HaKodesh. But so therefore the Yerushalmi clearly holds that you have to have first that divine inspiration to get to Chasidus. So that means it's like Chassidim holds.
Chassidus is a higher level.
Right, Chassidus is a higher level because Chassidus requires first to have a connection to Hashem, Dveikus, in order to become a true Chassid. Whereas the Bavli holds, no. The Dveikus is the highest Madrega. First you have to be a perfect person. I was just reading that in a certain book, that the big difference between the pre-Chassidic and the post-Chassidic theology. So in pre-Hasidic theology, the Did I tell you this last week? I don't think I told you this. It's a very good vort, this guy says. He says that before Chassidus, so the highest madrigal is called the Chassid. And this, you have to be a tzaddik before you got to be a Chassid. Right? A tzaddik is a person who's battles their Yetzirah and overcomes it. A chassid is a person who's no longer battling Yetzirah but has overcome the Yetzirah and now is in a level of lifni mishuras hadin, extraordinary piety above and beyond because they've gotten beyond all earthly matters. That was the classic way of defining tzaddik and chassid for thousands of years. Along came the chassidim and they turned everything on its head. By chassidim, the Pashto Yidden are called chassidim. The rebbes are called tzaddikim. And he writes, this fellow, that it makes sense within the movement because a chassid is somebody who's davik in Hashem because he's so perfect. By the chassidim, they held that dveikus in Hashem is the beginning of the path, like the Yerushalmi, the Ruach HaKodesh brings a personally day chassidus. So therefore a chassid, which is associated, a term attributed to dveikus, associated with dveikus, became the term for the beginning. Because you start with dveikus. And then, through the dveikus, you achieve very high madrigas to become a tzaddik. So things turn 180 degrees. From the to before the advent of chassidus to chassidus. Again, before chassidus, dveikus was the pinnacle. That's what you strove to, and you perfected your character and your morality and your ethics and your observance until you were zochet to dveikus. By chassidim, you start out with dveikus, with a niggin, with a tish, right, with mashke, and then from dveikus you come to all the high madrigas afterwards. So that's what you were saying, that the Yerushalmi, which puts Ruach HaKodesh before chassidus, is really about chassidish type approach. That you need the dveikus, which is implied by Ruach HaKodesh, to get to the higher madrigas. Whereas the Bavli, which put Ruach HaKodesh at the end, is like the misnagdim, or the pre-chassidic approach, which is that you need to have first to have the chassidus to be perfect in your avodas Hashem, and then afterwards you get to Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? Very good. Now we prove this all from Psukim. This whole order. Zrizus lidei nikias. How does Zrizus bring to nikias diligence to cleanliness? Vikila. It says when Aaron completes the avoda, which he did diligently, vikiper. Then afterwards he achieves kapora, and kapora means of course cleanliness from sin. Nikias, cleanliness brings a person to deitara, to purity. How do we know that? Right? The Kohen should atone for the woman. I think this is... What parsha would it be? Is this a double parsha in Chutzlars this week? I think it is, right? That's here in Mitzvah, right?
Yeah.
Right, so this is parsha. Anyway, with this week's parsha. And parsha's Tazria. What? Right. Yeah, we don't catch up till Shavuos, till after Shavuos, though. V'chiper la kohen v'toheira, right? First the kohen's mechaper on her, that's cleanliness, and then taro comes afterwards, right? Tali de kedusha, purity brings to sanctity, v'tiaro v'kidsho. First you do taro, then you do kedusha. Kedusha lidei anova, sanctity brings to humility. Kiko amar Hashem, ron v'nisa, so to say God, high and mighty. Shochein Ad, who dwells in eternity. V'kadosh Shemo, and holy is his name. Marom v'kadosh Eshkon, I will dwell in the high and holy places. And then I will dwell also estakovi shvaruach with those who are downtrodden and oppressed. So therefore, Kedusha is a lower madrig than Anova because Hashem goes from the holiest regions to the most degraded regions. By the way, people, this is totally off on a tangent, but people misprint, people, 99 out of 100 people misread when it says in davening, Shochinad Marom Kadosh Shmo. It's Shochinad, Kama, Marom Kadosh Shmo. All right? Shochein ad Marom Kadosh Shemo. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Okay? People go Shochein ad Marom Kadosh Shemo. That's incorrect. Right. Shochein ad like Lolam Void. Shochein ad is right. So that's his pasuk here. Shochein ad. Shochein ad, v'kadosh shemo. Right. This is really the phrase in davening is a contraction of this pasuk. So it's a big it's a mistake people make. Does it have a comma in there at all? Yeah, it's in the middle. Where is it? What kind of a machzor is this? What kind of a sitter is this? Where'd you get us here? Some Svarti sitter, huh? The Svarti don't even have it. Well,
I didn't know that.
You knew that? Oh, with real Sephardim?
Yeah,
Oh. So they want to avoid this problem. Okay. But again, it's not people make a mistake. Shochein ad marom v'kadosh shemo. It's not shochein ad, comma, marom v'kadosh shemo. Okay. Anovali de yiras chet. Another brings a person to fear of sin. This is a very lofty fear of sin. This is not simple fear of sin. You're afraid because hell is hot and you're going to burn. This means that the impurity of sin is a constant threat for you, because obviously you're on a very high madrega. You got Ruach HaKodesh already, right? But do you have Ruach HaKodesh yet? No, not yet. But you have Tara, Kedusha, and Anova. So therefore, you're afraid of the defiling qualities of sin. So it says, Ekev Anova, as a result of humility, Yiras Hashem, when has fear of God, which means one is careful of deviating from God at all. Right. Just that his term is Yiras Chet. I'm not, the Gersa is Yiras Chet. So I'm explaining that here the Yiras Chet is a form of Yiras Haromimus. Since you have great awe of Hashem, you don't want to defile that relationship. This is a very famous quote from the Yerushalmi. That which wisdom makes a crown on its head, in its relationship with God, which one can achieve through wisdom, asas anova, humility makes akev l'suyasa, a heel for its soul, S-O-L-E. Meaning that Chochmah, even the highest levels of Chochmah depicted by a crown, are nothing compared to what could achieve if one is truly humble. In other words, a person who's very smart, there's an implicit haughtiness in that. And haughtiness, of course, is a limitation in one's cognition of others and certainly one's cognition of God. So therefore, that which is a crown by a chacham is the heel by an onav. Kusiv, as it says, Ekev anova yiras Hashem. It says, Reishis chachma yiras Hashem, the beginning of chachma. In other words, the highest magic of chachma is yiras Hashem. But it says, Ekev anova yiras Hashem, the heel of anova is yiras Hashem. From there, you can go to even much higher madrigas. As we say, yiras chet brings a person to ruach hakodesh, right? Even to divine spirit, not just to intellectual awareness of God, but a direct communication of God. The Chassid, it says, "Oz tovin yiras Hashem." When you then understand the fear of God, the Das Elokim saw awareness of God, you will have as well, meaning Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh today, Chassidus.
This is off on a tangent, but I get the picture of the spirit, the ten spirits, and you have the heel.
Yeah, of course.
So,
yeah. Let's see, the ten spheres are sheer coma. That's what they say. They're corresponding to the figure of a human being, right?
So, is it from this Gemara?
No. That's a later interpolation. It's, the Gemara itself never discusses spheres explicitly. Right, it can be associated. Okay. Ruach HaKodesh to Chassidus, Ruach HaKodesh, Divine Spirit brings a person to Chassidus. To receive it says, Oz dibarta b'chazon l'chassidecho. You speak in a vision to your Chassidim, meaning that the way the Gemara is darshing it, once you Hashem speaks to you, then you can become a Chassid afterwards. Chassidus l'idei t'chias ha-meisim, Chassidus brings to resurrection. To receive it says, V'nasati ruchi b'chem v'chiyisem. I'm going to put my spirit within you, and you will arise. So the ruach is considered to be the chassidus. A person has the ruach of Hashem. Tchias hameisim de Elio zichron livracha, and tchias hameisim brings to Elio. The chassidus says, "Inen achisholech lachem es Elio anavi lifnei bol yom Hashem agorav anora." Hashem sends Elio anavi before the ultimate day of judgment, which happens after tchias hameisim. Veshiv leiv avos abanim, he'll return the hearts of fathers on their children, leiv banim avosam, and vice versa. Tanim shem rai meir. Elio. No, he comes before Yom Hashem Agorov Anora. Yom Hashem Agorov Anora is not Tchias HaMesim. That's the judgment day. It comes after Tchias HaMesim. Okay? EH5, one of the early ones. Tani B'Shem Raimeir. Muna Nashkofa. Tani B'Shem Raimeir. Yes, Tani B'Shem Raimeir. I forgot to observe the anniversary. Usually I note the anniversary. This week was 8 years since I started saying Daf Yomi. Kav Ches Nissan, yes. Tani B'Shem Raimeir. Komi Shokavu Be'eretz Yisroel. Everybody is a very famous Yerushalmi, very Zionistic Yerushalmi. I saw once Rabbi Meir's biography. He was forced at the end of his life to flee to Chutz Loretz, to Asia, which is Turkey. After Breuer committed suicide. So at that point, you didn't know that? Oh, come on, you knew that. Yeah, Rashi brings it down somewhere in Shas, I forget where. Breuer committed suicide because she committed adultery. The mayor sent the Talmud to test her, and she failed. And then she committed suicide. So I don't even know what happened to the Talmud, but that was Breuer then went to commit suicide. So in any event, so mayor said, anybody who's a citizen or permanently in Eretz Yisrael, like Dr. Shadell's wife, and she's kavu in Eretz Yisrael, and eats chulin in a state of tara, medaber b'loshen hakodesh and speaks in Hebrew, v'korei shema b'boker v'erev, and he reads shema in the morning and in the evening. That's the life. Muftach lushum chayolam abba. He's promised, he's assured that he is one from those who rise to the world to come. Okay? It's an upstanding life. What? Chul of Batara ain't so easy anymore. All right. Halacha doubt. Ve'loin halacha sha'amru ba'liyas Chanani ben Chizkiah ben Goro. These are loads which are mentioned in the second floor of Chanani ben Chizkiah ben Goro. Sholu Bakr, when they came out to visit him. What did it say it here, Ben Gurion? It is Ben Gurion. I mean, it's certainly the same one. Obviously, the same one. I would assume so. Shaul Levakra, they went there to visit him. V'nimnu, they voted. V'rabu Beisham and Beisil and Beisham. There came, there were more students there from Beisham and Beisil that day. V'shmona asad dvarim gozu bo bayom, and 18 things were decreed on that day. Okay. Also, yom that day, says the Gemara, hayakosh Yisrael was difficult for the Jews. Kiyom shenasu bo egel, like the day on which the golden calf was made. Why? Because Beis Hillel was overcome by Beis Shammai. Okay? Rabbi Lezer Mer, Bo Bayom Gotchu Saseo. Rabbi Lezer was from Beis Shammai. He said that day, they added on to the measure. It was a good day. Rabbi Shulis from the students of Beis Hillel said, Oimer, Bobaya Machlosa, that day they detracted from the measure. It was a bad day. Amal Rabbi Lezer said, wait a minute, I'll give you a marshal. Eloi Sochasero Malaya Yos. If the measure was missing and they filled it up, is it not good? That's what happened here. What was analogous to L'chavishu Malaya goes in. It was as if they filled the barrel full of nuts. Even after you fill a barrel full of nuts, it's still full of sesame seeds, because the sesame seeds goes between the nuts. So he's saying it's true they made certain big chumras, but that's a good thing, because when you fill it, because you have the nuts. Try the chumras. You can do some of that, the machmirim or nuts, right? But you add the nuts to try the chumras, and then besides that, you have room for the sesame seeds. So everything is hunky dory. You make the most effective use of the room. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Eloi saw Malaya v'chisro yos. No, this is analogous to a case where the jug was full. The claim was full, and now they took away from it. Is that good? In other words, it's a question of astonishment. What is this analogous to? L'chavish reshem le'er shemen. This is like a bucket or a barrel full of oil. If you pour in water, the oil spills out. So too, you pour in chumras, right? So then the primary Judaism spills out. So he was upset all the chumras they decreed on that day. What happened that day? Tan Rabbi Yoshua Unya. Rabbi Shunya said, Tamide Beshamai Omdulem Milamato. There was a certain guard of students of Beshamai who stood below on the ground, under the second floor. Vayu Horagim Tamide Beisil, and they were killed, the students of Beisil who came. Now, the Mephoshim say it's not literal, right? But if we're literal, it means is that Beisil wanted to go up, you know, and change the vote. You know, up in the second floor there, over there. So Beis Shammai would not allow them up in order that they shouldn't change the balance of power, because there are more Beis Shammaiites at that time. So that was like what he's saying, that that was a very difficult thing, and it was as if they were killing the Zutz of Beis Hillel, because they were standing there with drawn swords and saying, you guys want to go up? We'll kill you if you go up. Okay? Otani Shishamem Olu. Six students of Beis Shammai actually went up. Vashar, the rest, Omdu Aleim B'charovos Amarachim, they stood against the students of Beis Hillel with swords and with spears. Okay? Tani, we learned, Shmona Asar Davu Gazru, 18 things they decreed. With Shmona Asar Rabu, and in 18 things, the Beis Shammai outvoted Beis Hillel. It's not clear if it's the same 18 things or 18 separate things. Sounds like it might be 18 separate. Ushmonos are now going about 18 things they argued, and they didn't find a resolution. These are their decrees of that day. Now they're 8 in this sequence. 8 of the 10. 8 of the 18. Apiton Chalakum, they decreed against the bread of Goyim. Val Gvinoson, and on their cheese. Val Shaman, and on their oil. Val Noseim, and not to marry their daughters. Val Shichva Zaron, on their semen, that it's metame, or maybe Raglan is saying about their urine, Valichus Balkari, and that was all about Goyim, also that a Jew becomes a Balkari may not learn Torah. Valichus Saratamim, and the laws which apply to Chutzlarts, what happens in Chutzlarts? Tuma, right? Anybody answers Chutzlarts becomes Tame, right? That's 10. That's 8. Sorry. Talmud Tanina, we learned over there, what are the other 10? Elu posim mesa truma. These are those who render truma unfit. Ochel rishon. Somebody who eats food which is a rishon in tuma and then eats truma, so to betami the truma, right? If at the same time you have the truma in your mouth, you have the other stuff in your mouth, that's betami the other stuff. So they made a gzera that even if right now you're not eating, and if you ate a rishon, after it's your matame the truma. Okay? Lest you come to eat truma at the same time. That's even true if you make halacha l'ochel sheni, because sheni makes shlishi by truma, right? By truma. There's no sheni. There's no shlishi by chulin. There's only shlishi by truma. Okay, so excuse me. So we go through on that. Saying about somebody who drinks beverages with your tummy. Somebody who immerses the head and most of his torso in drawn bucket water. And somebody upon whom 3 measures of drawn water fell at one time. A sefer is, of course, a sefer Torah, any Tanakh. Vatat v'yodayim, any type of hands which have not yet been washed. Vatvul yom, and a person has gone to the mikvah but has not yet had Arav Shemesh. Va'ochel kelishim u'mashkin. And food and beverages became tomei because it came into result by, came into contact with water or with any other beverage. Why is that the Rabbanan? What? It was not Moksha. Why is that Moksha Midaraisa? What? Oh, because it's all about Mashkin. Yeah, the carbonated points out Mashkin, which are the only Rishon Midra, but Midaraisa. It might even be only be Shani. 1 second. Yeah, but only of Kim Shimu Mashkin means that the carbonated points out later on. Ochlin Mashkin, which became Tomei by Ochlin Mekalim. Shimu Mashkin, they became Tomei by coming into contact with liquids. Liquids themselves became Tomei coming into contact with Sheret. It's not Mayonos Azav. Right? It's not the saliva of Azav or anything. So therefore, what is this liquid at best? Rishon. Touch of sheretz, which is an av, so it's a rishon. But an ochel came and amatami, other ochel came, me the rice only me drabona. You can't, so this mashke, ochlin mashke, keep saying, ochlin mashke can't be matame me the rice only me drabona, other ochlin mashke. So if that's the case, this mashkin, which falls on the keli or the ochel, it can't be matami d'oraisa. It's only a rishon. Rishon's not also sheni, unless it's an other. So therefore, here the fact that it's matami is midrabana. I think I'm not making that up. No, I'm not making up most of it. But the thing is that whether rishon is matami. I think it's not matami person midaraisa either. It's only matami truma midaraisa. Not matami anything else. Well, let me stick with that because I think that's true. Midaraisa rishon tuma is only matami truma. Midrabanan rishon tuma is matami anything, which is can be makabel tuma, right? Including Odom and Kalim, which normally would not be makabel tuma except from an ava tuma. I'm pretty sure about that. That makes sense? No? No, you have a blank look. Yeah. I know the look on his face. Ochlin u'mashkin are not mitami fellow ochlin u'mashkin. The only time it might work is by truma. but they made a gzeirat rabbanon, mashkin, armatame, ochel and mash, ochel and kalim. Even kalim. Special gzeirat kosov on mashkin. Why? Because you were afraid you might get mixed up with what? Zav byproduct. Saliva, mucus, all that kind of stuff from a zav. So if they made mashkin mitame, even though Mida writes it's not mitame. Okay? That's a ochlin akim shibu mashkin. Now, that's 10. Okay, we had 8 and then we had 10. Rabbanan the kisaran aru, elu shagazru mi mashu rabu shiva inu. There are only 7 gzeiros which were made, which were 7 gzeiros which were made in which there was a count. Okay? 7 they voted. And the other 11 they didn't vote on. The other 11 were made, I mean, there was a vote, but there was no not little blue, there's no minority. No difference of opinion. There's no difference of opinion.
Unanimous.
It was unanimous, right? Okay. Tongue, gamma, tongue. My tongue is tied tonight. So Rabbanan Gitzarmi Elush Shagosu Masharabu Shivainu. There are 7 which they voted on. There's a difference of opinion, and Beishamai won. Vilainin Khurnais, and these are the other 11, on which there are no votes. Mishich Baderech, somebody who got dark at night on his way home on Friday night. And guess what he has in his pocket? Mm-hmm. Well, they made a takona. He can't carry his wallet home. Even Pogos Mihar Bahamos, he has to give it to a goy to take home for him. That's one of the Yurchez Dover. And also, this is a loyal, no, Mishich Shubar there, and then it's a he's got to give his wallet to a goy. Kayetzibo, similarly, loyocha azovi mazova, that a zov should not eat together with a zova, vimnei ergolaveo, because they're not allowed to engage in hanky panky besides the tuma stuff. Kalmatalti mevim esa tuma baovi amardea. This is something which we just had in Masech Tanida, not so long ago, that if a rod is not a tefach wide, but it has a circumference of a tefach, it creates an oel. Any recollection of that? A very obscure halacha. Normally, in order to be an oil for tumah, what do I need? A tefach, right? It would be a tefach across. But let's say this whole thing was a tefach in circumference, which means that what's the diameter? Approximately. What's the diameter? Pi. One third. Yes. Right. So it's one third of it. The circumference is. No, it's pi 2r, not pi r squared. Pi 2r. 2r, which is the diameter. 2r equals d. Okay? No recollection? So do I, but there's certain basics which everyone has to remember. Pi r squared might be the formula for area, if I remember correctly. Okay, in any event, listen, I never took anything more advanced than trigonometry. And trigonometry, but trigonometry I managed to forget completely. Some of my geometry I retain. All right. So in any event, so if you have, in other words, this, well, here's a good example. This might be a third of a tefach across. It probably isn't, but it's a third of a tefach across. If it was, as long as the circumference was a tefach, right, if I peeled it off, so then that's enough to make a oel vertuma. Okay? In case of botzim beis hapras. The procedure to harvest grapes which grow in a field, which is a suffix if there's a cemetery or not. That's called beis hapras. So a certain procedure, the carbonator brings it down. That's one of the Yud Ches Dover. I'm not going to get into it right now. Also, there's a case which is discussed, which is where you put a keli under a downspout in order to catch the rain, whether you then can take the water from that keli just by inverting the keli so it flows into the water, make a mikvah. Okay, and we paskin not that way. You have to specifically use water which never entered a bucket. Even if it entered a bucket inadvertently, it already passes the water from use in the mikvah. Okay? Did you know that? Yeah. The rice and mikvah water could have been in a bucket as long as no human being lifted it.
I have the Gemara about making a channel, like a funnel or something that was...
Right, that's this kind of case.
I thought that was allowed.
That's allowed after you have a majority of rainwater, not under all circumstances. Al Shisha Seikos Sarfin Es HaTruma. And these are six of the 11, that for six Seikos you burn Truma. What's the Seikos? For six questionable things. On Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun. Oh, well, he doesn't bring it down, but the Korban Eder brings up what the six are. I'm not going to bore you because it would bore me, but there are six of them. On Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun. Af Gidulei Truma. They also made a decree on that day that Gidulei Truma, if you plant Truma in the ground, so midaraisa, it's batel the Truma. But Rabbanan said that even once the new crop grows, it's considered to be Truma. We had this in Masechta Trumas. So that's what Yud Ches Dabra. Why is that? So people shouldn't, once their Truma becomes Tomei, they shouldn't replant it in the ground as an Eitzah to get it, you know, Oitz Tomei. And so you just have the seed is still truma. Okay, so seed is still truma and truma tmeya, right? Elu enchu gozu elain asura kadmaiso. These are the first 10 of the takonos. Bashar and the rest of the takonos, the rest of the 18. Nimad the Rishim Berchaim, now which Rishim Berchaim taught us, Bobayon Gozra Piton, that they made the Xeron Pasakum, and the bread of a goy, Agvinem on their cheese, Val Yenav on their wine, Val Chumtamin on their vinegar, Val Tiran on their fish brine, Val Mursan, I forgot what that is.
It's another type of pickling juice, isn't it? What is it? Doesn't say. Some salad dressing of some sort.
Val kibushayan and their pickles. Val shukayan.
That's kutach, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yogurt is kutach. Then in yogurt is kutach.
Are you coming back tomorrow morning? We only did an omelet today.
First two dots at the top. Too much aloha maisa today. Okay. Val kibushim and stuff which is pickled, val shlukim stuff which they cooked, val shmiluchim and shaluk is very much cooked, milchim stuff which they salted, val achilka it's a type of fish, val shchika ground up food. Because we don't know where they put in treif, valatistein, a type of beaten wheat, valishoinon, and their language, valedusan, and in other words, you're not supposed to speak goyish, valedusan,
what?
And their testimony.
Came from. You're only supposed to speak Yiddish. You couldn't speak the language of the.
So you don't know. See, Dr. Spindel knows all my stories, but you don't know all of them yet.
Right.
So I can tell them to you. Once. Once I was, some of them we forget, so I can tell them over. Once I was, I edited many years ago an English journal. Not a journal, well, it's a newsletter in Farakway. So we went to the local rebbe, to give Hungarian rebbe, to give our, to give him a sample. So he says, you compliment us, he said it's a very nice job. But he said, the truth is, the problem with it is that you wrote it in English. Now, he spoke a very good English, but he said, I'm a daf read in English. I'm a daf read in a zubrochen in English. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush for me at the time, because I had thought the reason why Chassidim spoke Yiddish was because they were illiterate. Right? They never learned proper English. I had not realized that it's actually a philosophical objection to speaking good English. And when it has to speak a broken English, Susan Anders should be the goyim. But that really is the case, and that really is what it says here. At least according to the Korban Eid, it says Alashoino means there are goyim that one shouldn't speak in foreign languages. So the Korban, the Pnei Moshe argues with him. He says that Alashoin and Alidusan go together. And their language, which they speak in, you know, their legal language, which they speak in their courts, and to testify in their courts, or for them to testify for you, that's forbidden. Okay? We don't accept anything to do with their testimony. Ba'amat Noseyan, one is not allowed to give them gifts. Ba'amat Noseyan and on their daughters. V'al bikurein and on their bikurin, or I should say bichoros, according to the Korban Eid, which says what? The Pnei Moshe says bichorein means their children, like a bichor, and it means that their children were considered to be zavin, right from early age. No, it means to marry their sons and daughters. And then you have their children means that their children are tamei. Okay, the Korban Eid says that means that if you sell your land to goy, you still have to bring bikurim from that land. We had that back in Zeroy. You know, you should go and redeem it as quickly as possible. Okay, now we're going to analyze this pizza and going back to their bread. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yonah's son said, "Miluchos shel imumu." This is one of those halachos which are unclear. We haven't had this in a while. We had this right, though. I forget. It's the beginning of his rhyme somewhere. What? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Koshisi, come Rabbi Yossi. Ask for Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, come Rabbi Yaakov Barach. Mao miuchos shalimu. What does it mean, the halachos which are unclear? Kachan Omri. Is this what we say? B'mokum shepas Yisrael mitzuya. Where there is prevalent Jewish bread, betinu shete pasakum asura. It would have been proper to make non-Jewish bread also to eat, right? Vimu alein, they garbled the halach, or they mumbled it. The two and they were matirit, right? Because that was how they just like kind of muttered under their breath. It's okay. Oven welcomers means mokum shein pasis from mitzuya, where they machmir, not Michael. It's a place where the Jewish bread is not prevalent. You can't find Jewish bread. There we should say that non-Jewish bread is mutter. Maybe that which they left unclear is that they forbade the pasakum even in a place where there is no pas yisro. Okay, maybe that's what happened. Our Ramona said, is such a thing as garbling the aloch in order to achieve a chumrah? Garbling the aloch in order to achieve a chumrah, I understand, but in order to achieve a chumrah, says the Gemara, upas laptav shili akumu, I'll prove to you that there is imum l'chumrah. How so? Because bread, isn't it tavshili akum? Afterwards, a goy cooked it, right? It's part of breaking it, right? So, uh,
Am I? Okay. Malkum Shain Elakinim. I lost my place.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, Kachan Omri, Malkum Shain Tavshil Yisrael Mitzuim. I prove to you that we can say Imamula Hachmir. In a case where there aren't too many Jewish dishes, Bidinu Shetei Haya Shutav Shiliyakum Mutari. There you should have allowed the Goyim to cook. The Imamu Aleha, and there it says they were garbled Alocha, thus room. So we see that you can have a case where it's to the detriment, right? To be machmir, right? Assuming that machmir is a detriment, right? El kini, rather this is the way to read it. Malkum shein bazis ro mitzuya. In a case where there is no Jewish bread prevalent, bedinu shetei pasakum asura. Still, the bread of a non-Jew should be also. The mualea, but they garbled it. Vitirua and the Ramatib Nechai Nevish because of the necessity of keeping up one's life. Rabbanan the case story Mishem Rabbi Yaakov Barachos said, Kedivrei Shmishehu Matir, where there is no Jewish bread, allowed to take Jewish bread, Goyish bread. Uvamina Palter, but as long as it comes from a baker, not from where? Not from a private individual, not from a bar bus, right? You can't take bread even from even a city where it's necessary to take from a goy, you can't take from a bar bus. Okay? Because not believed to say he didn't put anything in trade. Uman is, but not a bar bus. Let me just start a line before. But I can say Shabbi Yaakov Baraka Divrei Mishu also Vav Min HaPalter Vav Din Kein. However, says the Gemara and the question we explain, people didn't follow this Takana the Rabbana. Interesting thing. There's a Takana the Rabbana only from the Palter. What do people do? They even take from the Baal Bati. Vav Din Kein. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. Okay. So some things don't change. Amr Kuy Rabbi Chia Ruba, they said of Rabbi Chia the Great. Tanir Shemil Chai says, Ochel Tish Brumei Tom Bakesef, you should buy food from them with silver vachaltem, and eat the Gamayim, and also water. Tichrumei Tom, you should dig, buy from them, the Gomer, etc. So it says, what were the terms? Ma mayim shlo nishtanu, just like water doesn't change me briyoso. I've called them shlo nishtane mi briyoso. So to anything which hasn't changed from its natural state. Yeah, I remember. Pnei Moshe says it's not relevant to us directly. It's relevant to Bishul Akum. Once we're talking about Pasakum, though, which left along Bishul Akum. What's the allusion to Bishul Akum in the pasuk? It says, Ochel. What Ochel can you buy from them? Ochel, which is similar to Mayim. Just like Mayim is not processed, the food is not processed. That's how you learn from that you're allowed to have food at any affair, which is not processed, even if cooked by a goy. No.
What do you mean by processed? Salad?
Not reverse process. They're not reverse the wrong word. Not a structural change process, right? Shalonishtanu.
So cooking is
like a carrot.
It's
Right. Well, they don't cook salads. This is not a good example, though.
But when you cook something, you do change the structural components.
That's true, but that still there's only a certain level it becomes visible to the naked eye, and that's called nishtana briyasa. Okay. So. Invited to see him tonight. Yes. Okay. Am I not making myself clear? Carrots. Canned carrots are mutter because of bishulakum, because they get raw. They're not called nishtanim bibriyoso. Not just canned carrots, canned peas, canned corn. Anything which doesn't change. So that's what it says. It's edible, raw and cooked the same way. So that's what it means. Ochel bakeset tishbu mehem vachaltem umayin tichu mehem mushasisem. Just like water doesn't change. It's the same water, cooked or raw, right? So too, the same thing is true.
The fact that you can eat it raw means that you can also eat it cooked by a good.
That's right. Okay, this is of course an asmachta, because bishulakum is one of the yurches dover, right? So they eat things there, but we're losing money after this pasuk, okay?
Do we ask
him? What other answer? Didn't think about it, huh? Ve'tivun, they asked the kasha. Arey, besides things which are the same raw and cooked, mutalyon and pankrisim and kuftios and kloyos v'chamin shalan and the hot water of the kloyos, arey l'mutari, they're all mutter. The truth is, they all make sense. So you can soak them ulavzir and put them back moshoya, meaning they don't change in their essential character. But kloyos, what about kloyos lama with toasted grain? Why is there no bishulakum by that? The chora change, it can't be changed back. So Rav, anything that could be eaten raw, ain bo mishum b'atav shel yakum. It doesn't have bishul akum, even though it changed when it's cooked. In other words, the grain changes. But since it could be eaten raw, so therefore there's no bishul akum by it. Okay? B'yoytze bo mishum b'atav shel yakum. Despite that, if somebody did cook it, you can use the prayer of tav shel yakum, which is interesting, because prayer of tav shel yakum is supposed to use a cooked dish, right? But even though a goy cooked it, you can still use it. Why? Because it's a cooked dish vis-a-vis Erev Tavshilin. But on the other hand, it's not a cooked dish to the extent that Bishul Akum is going to answer it. Okay? Says more further. Ma'amakam Revichia Ruba, Ochel Tish Brumeitam. What does Rabbi Chiya the Great do with the pasuk of Ochel Tishbru Meitam? It sounds like there's no Bishul Akum issue, right? And he held that there was a Bishul Akum issue. He said that it has to be something which didn't change in its nature. Well, let me make that clear. Rabbi Chiya said it has to be something which doesn't change in its nature at all. Right? So what's the problem with that? The pasuk says it can change as long as it's still edible the same way before and after, right? So what does he do with that? So says the Gemara, what does he do with the pasuk? So Mamakai Rechia Baruba, he used the pasuk for a different drasha. Says Ochel Tishbru Meitam, food you should buy from them. He darshan that. But Ochel Tishbru, if you give them food, you'll break them. Achelto, you gave him teeth. Shavarto, you broke it. Why is that? Shemiyakosha lecho ka'ochel. If it was difficult to you, ka'ochel to shaberu, like food, you should break them down. Now, what does this mean by this? What does it mean that that you break them down by food? I don't know exactly. I forgot. What does he say, Taka? He says here, I have it underlined. If you take a look in the last narrow line in the Korban Eidah, by giving him to eat from your food, his coarse heart will be broken. You'll see that says, if your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. So a very interesting thing here, which we're saying. We're saying that if you want to kill your Yetzer Hara,
It's killing. It's getting rid of. It's for Dachish. Being nice to the guy.
What do you mean?
In a time of need, when the guy is desperate, you're giving him food.
So yeah, but that's even for the purpose of the guy. What do you just mean? You're breaking the goyim.
You're breaking their
by giving them to eat.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
You're breaking down their hatred of them. That's the way I'm looking.
Well, that's what it means.
It's Darky Show. You're doing something for the goy. You're doing it for the goy. And as a result, the goy is going to think good about you.
Oh, now? Okay, sure. I'll be down a second. You're right. Name motion says like you. The Korban Eidah, I thought, means break him.
No.
I see what you mean. They also, Korban Eidah says, Dishaber Libo Orel. Uh-huh. Okay. If you can't do that, of course, Shimla Avachre Love Kesem, so bribe him. What? That never fails. I mean, Cain Ava Rabbi Yenison Avi, that's Rabbi Yenison Yistu, Karava Chami Barnash Rav, Oil Kadim, we see a great man come to the city, being a great guy. Have Mashalach Ikrin, he would send him presents of food. My Omar, what did he say? Dein Ava Dain Yosef, he comes in, he has to judge a orphan, or a Dain Armelo, or a widow, Nishkach Apin, Mephaisi Lavi, so he'll be Mephaisi, he'll come around to our. Our way of thinking. All right, if we have time for Marv, we'll go on. But I have to.
Didn't you say something that you're not supposed to give the goy gifts?
Only if you don't have anything to gain from it. Losochah, right? But here, that's losochah. But here, you have to. What the game?